Life is so much more than a diagnosis. It's about sharing time with those you love, hanging with friends who lift you up, and experiencing all those moments that bring you joy. All hits, no skips. Learn more about Kisqali Ribociclib 200 milligrams at KISQALI.com and talk to your doctor to see if Kisqali is right for you. So long live singing to the oldies, jamming out to something new, and everything in between.
Let's talk about another version of football. We got to talk about Charlotte FC. Unfortunately, we got to talk about last Sunday night, but we got to look ahead to the NYCFC game tomorrow night. And we got to have some fun with Jessica Charman, Charlotte FC Radio Network here on Footy Friday. Jess, what's going on?
Well, boys, I was a little nervous listening to that intro that you might ask me to talk about the draft. And I'll be honest, I'm a smart girl, but when it comes to discussing the draft, I would be useless. So
have you got rid of your Falcons fandom yet? Is that out of there?
Listen, the one storyline I know from the draft is that Kirk Cousins got a little bit blindsided, right? That's
he
the
did,
one
yeah.
thing that's popped up on my timeline. I feel a little bit bad for him, but as we discussed, he wasn't exactly the most enthralling character on the documentary, so my sympathy levels aren't as high as
oh
maybe
my
they would
God.
Have been.
I love Kirk on that documentary. He and his wife, I
yes,
thought, were
let's
great.
Just say that Kirk thought he was a designated player for the Falcons, and he might not be for a long time.
I did want to ask you, though, Jess, the concept of a draft, right? Like
American.
Yeah,
American. It's very, very American.
Like, would you be annoyed with that? Like, if that's like, if you had to be chosen by a team and this is who you're playing for and you had no say in the matter, like, does that concept kind of rub you the wrong way?
If I find it a bit odd, yeah, particularly in a country the size of America where everything is so different that, you know, you could end up in Miami in the sun or you could end up in the middle of nowhere in like Nebraska or something. You know what I mean? Like it's pretty odd of a concept. And then the other part about it is just like in England, we don't have a college set up. So there wouldn't be any purpose for a draft, right? Like there's no college sports in England. It's like beer league. So you wouldn't exactly be drafting any professional soccer players from the beer leagues in Bristol University, for instance.
Everybody over there is signing with academies when they're young. Like you were at the Watford Academy. Like don't you join academies.
We kind of cultivate them at, like, child ages, you know? We're scouting them when they're 7 years old, which there's some moral reasons why that's wrong as well. So you know what? Maybe the draft is a little bit more morally acceptable because you're finding adults versus, you know,
I came from the
Mbappe project with 5-year-olds.
Yeah, that's crazy.
I came from the famed Food Lion Academy in the radio.
That's big.
Jess, what was your shock level of the performance that you witnessed, we all witnessed on Sunday evening? That was gruesome might be the proper term, right?
Okay, I'm not claiming to be the messiah here in any shape or form, but I just had this weird vibe coming into the stadium. Willie P can tell you.
Yeah, you were saying that.
I said, I think this one's going to be a weird one. Whether it was the weather, whether it was the atmosphere, whether it was maybe the fact that we had got a little complacent playing at home. I think sometimes when you get into such a good win streak, you become so used to playing at home and winning at home that maybe you don't get up for the moment as well. It felt like this was a slump. It felt like this was an anomaly for the team. And now it's about being able to respond to that moment. I'm hoping the guys can use this as a wake-up call that, you know, we have to actually play when we're at home. It's not a given that we're going to pick up points. It's not a given that we're going to win whenever we're in Bank of America Stadium. We have to put in a performance. And I think you saw in the press conferences afterwards how disappointed the players and the manager were with the showing in terms of their performance on the field last weekend.
Here's the thing, Jess, that I've been thinking about over the last few days is, like, does this affect the way I feel about this team in this season? Or is it just one of those nights? You and Willie were talking about this on the broadcast that teams have these nights. I was just so shocked it was happening at home. That's what I couldn't get past. Like, if that happens on the road, as much as it would suck, I'd be okay. But at home, how did that happen? Like, does that affect your confidence in this team, or is that just a crappy night?
Yeah, I'm hoping it's the latter. I'm hoping it's just that we sucked on that night and that the players just weren't up for it, whether it was the weather, whether it was conditions, whether it was the preparation on playing on a Sunday. I know those all sound like excuses, but they do affect you as a player when things are thrown off whack a little bit. I think that the biggest issue I have with that game is that one shot on target came from Bill Tuiloma. I mean, what does that tell you? What does that tell you about our attacking force in that game? And conceding 3 goals as a defensive side, a side that Dean Smith has said time and time again, I want to build this team's success on a great defensive line. Conceding 3 goals is an issue, but I think we saw And listen, I know Jalen Lindsey has a huge fan club. I think he's a great player. I know Bill Tuiloma has his strength. But we saw in this game how much the presence of Adelson Milanda and Nathan Byrne is vital when we talk about defensive strength and solidarity as a unit.
Yeah, I thought the same thing.
How much concern do you have about carryover from that? Was that such a bad effort? Do you worry that that could linger? Is that one you just bury it? Or what do you think? How do they respond from what we saw the other night?
I almost hope it was so bad that it becomes something that you're able to move on easier with. You know, when you have off game, sometimes it can become a slump. But I think this one was like that punch in the gut, that sucker punch, that wake-up call that you need to kind of tell you, hey, we can't ever play like this again, particularly at home. It just wasn't acceptable. And I think the players, Ashley Westwood said it himself, like this game wasn't good enough. They didn't perform. They didn't come out. And I'm hoping they use that to fuel the fire going away against NYCFC, which, you know, is another tough place to go because they play on a dang baseball field.
That's annoying. That is really an annoying situation with them, no doubt about it. Jessica Charm is with us, Charlotte FC Radio Network. Jess, what do you know about like Byrne and Milanda and guys? I know Arfield's out, but like, are we going to get both those guys back? Byrne's definitely back, right? What are we getting them both?
I really hope so. I think at this point it's a must. And listen, Byrne wasn't ever injured, really. He was getting his green card, which is wonderful. He maybe isn't quite fully fit, you know. I'm sure he worked hard at home, but maybe he got done a couple of times by fish and chips. No, I'm kidding. I think he's a professional athlete. He'll have been eating nutritious while he's over there. But Adelson Milanda said that he was fully fit last week. I know that Dean Smith made a decision to protect him and make sure that he can go a full 90. Hopefully, Adelson sitting out a whole week means that he's good to go because, let's be honest, he just makes everybody around him better. I think Andrew Privett's still a solid player, but Andrew Privett looks more comfortable when he's got his linchpin and Adelson Milanda next to him.
Jess, what's the game within the game we're watching against NYCFC this weekend, a team that is right there with Charlotte in the standings?
Yeah, I think it's neck and neck. We know that Charlotte got the upper hand with the 1-0 win in the season opener, but that feels like absolutely light years ago, honestly. And then the other part about that is, you're playing at home in familiar circumstances. I think it's about adjusting to the field, and that's not putting so much emphasis on it. But let's be honest, imagine fitting a soccer field into a baseball outfield, right? It's compact, it's small, it's narrow. It changes the way you play. So it's about the guys being able to adjust the shape of the field, being able to change the style of play where they have to. Weight of pass can be really important. Last week, we struggled with connecting. We struggled with, you know, getting the right weight on the pass. Well, and now you throw in a smaller dimensional field, you have to really be able to be switched on because you have less leeway for making an error in terms of the ball going out of play. So I think really adjusting to those conditions and also just the mental fortitude of being able to bounce back. You know, you've got to have that goldfish memory. You've got to be able to say, we've learned from this bad game, but we're not going to dwell on it, and we move forward and set a standard of where we're going to be here on out in the season.
Here's the most.
Is it goldfish to have good memories? Is that the thing? That is. Yeah, it's goldfish, right?
They have short memories.
Short memories.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Elephants.
Elephants have the good memories.
Yeah, that's what it was.
Okay. There you go, Bonesy. Come on, baby. Jess.
Where's your animal analogies, guys? Come on.
Come on.
We've got to get better with the metaphors.
Get your animal analogy game tighter, Bonesy.
Well, I've got a sword history with goldfish and losing them, so I try not to think too much.
Yeah, they live for 3 seconds. That's the issue with goldfish as pets. You know how many I lost when I was a kid, Bone? We get a goldfish, dude, be gone by the time.
Did you flush them? Were you a flusher or were you a burier?
I don't know what we did. That's a great question. I got to ask my parents what they did to those goldfish. Did they just go right down the toilet?
All I know is that.
I think that's the way you do it. I'm pretty sure you're meant to flush them.
Oh, probably.
Paul was there one day. He was gone the next.
Yeah, quickly, man. It happens quick. Jess, here's the last question I have for you. You mentioned fish and chips, which is a huge staple right in your home country. What do you like better? Because you love Bojangles in this country. Bojangles versus English fish and chips. What's better?
Oh, I'm still English. It's got to be fish and chips. And fish and chips just has a little bit less guilt about it, right? When I have Bojangles, I always feel a bit sorry for myself. It's quite heavy on the stomach. But I feel like with fish and chips, at least I'm getting some omega-3 in, right?
Okay. All right.
There you go. The healthier option, clearly fish and chips.
Fat Mac does not feel sorry for himself after he eats Bojangles. He feels very happy for himself.
I haven't tried the Bo sauce yet, though, so I think I need to
try
the Bo sauce on my way up tomorrow.
It's not.
It's overrated. P-Man's overhyped.
The honey mustard is just too good to replace,
that's
right?
That's what I'm saying.
I would feel weird ordering anything other than honey mustard.
Why would you replace? Yeah, honey mustard is the best dipping sauce they got, I think.
It was shockingly I love Bojangles, but it was I could not believe how much I didn't like that.
Yeah.
Compared to the other sauce.
Yeah. I mean everything else.
What is the salt content on the biscuits, by the way? Asking for a friend. They're delicious, but boy, do they have that salty kick in them, right?
It is. That butter though. The buttery biscuits. Oh, it's beautiful. It's beautiful.
We all just made a noise at once.
I'm so excited by this conversation.
By the way, pimento cheese makes everything better.
Heck yeah.
I'm gonna advocate for pimento cheese being a more regular staple in England because it's not as well known.
So I'm gonna have Bojangles today to honor my fallen goldfish Paul from 1991. Paul would want it this way.
All right, Jess, have a good call tomorrow night. Hopefully the boys bounce back.
All right, guys, thanks so much. Appreciate you. I'm not hanging up because my dad tells me he slander me every time I hang up. So Flounder, I'm ready to chat.
Okay. Oh, there you go. All right, Flounder.
Jess.
Have a little chat, Flounder. Have a little chat there.
Thank you, Jess.
Wake up weekday mornings with Mac and Bone. Only on Sports Radio 92.7 FM WFNZ.
The official home of the Charlotte sports fan.
Whether it's audiobooks or all-time greatest hits, long live listening to your favorites. Learn more about Kisqali Ribociclib 200 milligrams at KISQALI.com and talk to your doctor to see if Kisqali is right for you.